Hi, this is Eric Willowhite, host of the Radio Buffet, which can be heard every Tuesday from 12 to 2 p.m. Central Time on theedgeonair.com. On my July 12th show, I had a chance to interview Sophia Zorian, an up-and-coming artist out of Los Angeles, and I also had my movie review for Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Please listen in.
The greatest music you've never heard, powered by the Be On Air Network. TheEdgeOnAir.com.
It's time. Time for some music. Time for entertainment. Time for laughs. Time for interesting guests. Time for some variety. Welcome to the Radio Buffet on TheEdgeOnAir.com. The Radio Buffet, serving up a little bit of everything for your listening pleasure. And now, it's time for your host, Eric Willowhite.
And welcome into the Radio Buffet on TheEdgeOnAir.com. So glad you can join us today. We have a great show, although a abbreviated show. Apologize for some of the technical issues, but we are up and running, firing on all cylinders right now. Today, coming up at 1:30, Sophia Zorian will be joining us, recording artist based out in L.A. She's going to be joining us at 1:30, so make sure you stay tuned for that. In addition, I have a movie review on slate for you. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Had a chance to see that. I'll give you my movie review on that movie as well coming up here in the first half hour. But first, let's get things kicked off with Whitney Tye. This is Forever.
Yeah.
Buffet on theedgeonair.com. The Radio Buffet, serving up a little bit of everything for your listening pleasure. Let's get the band started, and let's talk some movie reviews here on the Radio Buffet on theedgeonair.com. This is Eric Willowhite. Thanks for joining us. My movie review this week is Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. So how do I describe this movie in five words? Well, poorly directed, confused, wasted, amusing, but empty. So here's your synopsis. Mike and Dave Stengel, played by Adam Devine and Zac Efron respectively, are young, adventurous, fun-loving brothers who tend to get out of control at family gatherings. When their sister Jeannie reveals her Hawaiian wedding plans, the rest of the clan insists that they both bring respectable dates. Now, after placing an ad on Craigslist, the siblings decide to pick Tatiana and Alice, two charming and seemingly normal waitresses. Once they arrive on the island, however, Mike and Dave realize that their companions are ready to get wild and party hard. All right, so here's what I liked about this movie. Adam Devine as Mike Stengel. He seems to play the same character whether he's in the movies or on TV, but for some reason, his buffoonery always seems to work for me. He seems to be the underdog character that people love to root for. There's also a massage scene with Kumail Nanjiani as the massage therapist. That was a nice surprise in a movie that pretty much showed all of its good parts in the pre-release trailers. Now, here's what I didn't like about this movie. If you do decide to see the movie, pay attention to the first few scenes of Tatiana and Alice, played by Aubrey Plaza and Anna Kendrick, respectively. Tatiana starts out talking like she's in a hip-hop video, and then she transforms into a more straightforward yet overly blunt speech style. And Alice starts out as a very meek, timid character, but then suddenly she has more confidence for no apparent reason other than she landed in Hawaii. It almost felt as if they switched directors a third of the way into the movie. I also felt this was a waste of talent. I feel Anna Kendrick was woefully underutilized in this movie based on how her role was scripted. Now, granted, there were four primary characters in this film to split up the laughs, but Kendrick seemed to draw the short straw. And then most of the big laughs you had already seen in the trailers. As for the cast, Adam Devine and Zac Efron had good chemistry in their roles as the Stengel brothers. I didn't feel the same connection between Aubrey Plaza and Anna Kendrick, however. Plaza and Devine were the stars of the show for the most part, especially in their roles as adversaries. I have to give an honorable mention to Alice Wetterlund for her role as lesbian cousin Terry. She definitely has some scene-stealing moments in this movie. Overall, I give Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates 2 cups. The movie tries hard, and you will find your share of laughs, but in the end, it seems like Meet the Parents meets The Wedding Crashers meets The Hangover. In other words, nothing new or exciting or creative to see here. And don't forget to catch the 2-Minute Critic every Tuesday on the Radio Buffet on theedgeonair.com.
Looking for more variety in your radio?
You've come to the right place.
The Radio Buffet on theedgeonair.com. Serving up a little bit of everything for your listening pleasure.
You love us.
Nothing matters but our love.
It's sensual and romantic.
Join the club. Text ON EDGE to 33239 now.
And welcome back to the Radio Buffet on theedgeonair.com. I'm Eric Willowhite, your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. And now, bringing in to the Edge On Air hotline, Sophia Zorian, recording artist out in L.A. Sophia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Eric.
So I've been very interested in following you, especially on Facebook. You've been very generous with your time in terms of just kind of popping on wherever you are, and boom, there's Sophia doing a live performance somewhere, whether it's in your home or when you're out at a venue. You've been very proficient with the use of social media, and actually I've been seeing you like bouncing back and forth between multiple cameras. What's that experience like for you?
Fun and a completely different aspect of live performance is the ability to live. And I think it's really awesome to go back and to be able to see how I performed and to see live comments, because, you know, while you're performing in a live stage, they're not actually getting direct feedback, but later on you can actually see how people like your work, and that's amazing.
And so you definitely have to stay active with it as well. And from that standpoint, you are on multiple platforms. Let me bring this up here. Obviously, you have your own website, so sophiazorian.com. People can check out you there. They can also check you out at Twitter and Instagram at Sophia Zorian, and it's S-O-F-I-A-Z-O-R-I-A-N. So they can check you out there, and obviously on Facebook as well. So I think you have your social media presence covered there.
I think I covered all the ground.
Right. That's what you have to do. So, all right. So your most recent single, Feeling, you know, it's been out a little bit here. And tell me about the evolution of that song, what that's meant to you.
Yeah, that little love release.
Right, exactly. What has that been like for you, or you know, the evolution of that song and what it's meant to you?
It has been super exciting because it is the push that my career needed in order to start reaching people and to start reaching people's ears at home, and it kind of boosted me to start performing and get into this music career and like full-blown launch. And Feeling is a he's amazing, and we did an awesome job on this song. And Feeling just in general is kind of like a wake-up call for me to deal with all the emotions that I'm feeling and trying to cope with them and to understand what is good for your life and what you need to do in order to achieve your dreams, and just appreciate like the raw emotions you get to feel in this world, because that's what truly makes you alive, you know.
And you've been going at this. So you've been, I think from what I understand, you've been involved in music at least for the last 5 years, maybe even longer than that. I mean, how long have you had the bug, and when did you think it finally turned into something that you wanted to pursue full time?
So, I mean, I started out playing the piano. I've always been like a young performer. I loved dancing, I loved singing, and it was mostly like a hobby. But back, I would say, in three years ago, I started taking it much more seriously, and I found a vocal coach, and I started developing my voice. And but I've been songwriting since I was 10 years old, so that's always been a part of my life. But
really?
Publicly, like I really started pushing it about 2 years ago.
But you've been writing music since you've been 10 years old. Just kind of, is that's been sort of a release for you?
Yeah, it's just kind of like almost like a diary or a way I express the way I'm feeling, and now I hope it helps other people cope with what they're feeling with.
Wow, man, I don't remember. at 10 years old, I know I wasn't writing music or anything. I was probably like jumping off ramps on my bicycle or something like that. So that's pretty interesting. Wow. Wow. All right. So then you hired a vocal coach, taking this seriously. So let's talk about these past 3 years then. So I'm assuming it's been a whirlwind for you in terms of getting to where you are and then the release of Feeling itself. But those past 3 years and the pace that things have moved and a lot of the ups and downs, what has that been like?
Well, for me, I think to find new people to listen to you in live performances, like to have where, you know, your high school friends, your college friends, but to get all of them out to your shows, it takes a lot of work. And but even beyond that, to find a newer audience, new fans, it's very difficult, especially for live performances. And kind of, I'm still in the process of discovering how to do that, because a lot of venues, they want you to bring, you know, 20 plus, 30 plus, 50 plus people, and you also have that pay to play option too. And I guess you have to, you know, have to have a part time job to get through all of the stuff that you're paying for, the advertisements, and it's definitely a journey to make sure you're branding yourself and you're consistent and you're keeping in touch with everybody. And also I dove into newsletters, you know, get people to sign up and keep in touch with them through that. And it's a lot of rewarding things come out from it. Like you see your friends and family supporting, and that's just an incredible feeling too.
Yeah. And it's probably, maybe it's not so much different from the standpoint of artists in the past who, when they're up and coming, they had to do a lot of the self-promotion, you know, back in the 60s, 70s, whenever you're trying to become an established music artist. It's just that the forums that you had to market yourself on right now are much different than some of the artists back in those days. You have all these different outlets to try and push your music, but at the same time, if you're active doing it, then it's not going to work for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of opportunities out there, like Periscope, which is the Twitter's live feed. I find it really cool. Like, you get people from all around the world watching you sing, and that really helps out. And at the same time, when you have so many outlets, it's even difficult for people to find you sometimes, too, because there's so much out there. You have to find ways to stand out, to market yourself, and that's another challenging part to the music career.
We are being joined by Sophia Zorian out in Los Angeles. And speaking of Los Angeles and live shows out in the L.A. area, Sophia is going to be at Howl at the Moon on, well, actually this coming Wednesday, right, looks like?
Yeah, it's in, tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, yeah, you're right. boy, the month is flying by. And then on July 24th, you're going to be at the Bar 20 at the Grafton Hotel out in West Hollywood. So those are some of the upcoming performances for Sophia out in the Los Angeles area. All right, so anytime a musician or artist is in for an interview, you know this question is coming, and you've probably asked this question a million times yourself as well. Who are your musical influences, or have there been musical influences that have kind of spurred you to want to pursue a career in the music industry?
Artists out there, for me, what inspires my music is British alternative rock. I love Coldplay's work, and Keane, as well as Mumford & Sons are doing amazing work right now, and One Republic. I am just so in love with the British work, and different artists like Ed Sheeran has amazing lyrics and melodies going for him. And I just also really admire Taylor Swift's ability to reach everybody and kind of inspire all these young kids and young adults into really looking into their hearts.
And speaking of Ed Sheeran, I also saw on your SoundCloud there was a cover you did with an Ed Sheeran song as well. Very, very great cover you did on that as well. So I understood that he was going to be in your sphere of influence. I had a feeling that was the case. Otherwise, you wouldn't do the cover, right?
Yeah, definitely love his work. I always scope, and I like to include at least one cover in my shows just to kind of show the audience something they're familiar with and kind of get them to understand my interpretation.
So you're in the hotbed of the music industry, you know, television industry, movie industry, music industry, being out in Los Angeles. Talk to our listeners about what that experience is like as an up-and-coming artist and being out in L.A. and trying to, you know, build yourself up, yet knowing at the same time there's so much going around you with, you could call it competition, or you can just call it, you know, there's a lot of people striving to be where you're trying to get to as well. So what is that like as a rising artist?
It keeps you on your toes to know that there's so many people trying to achieve kind of the same goals you are, and it just pushes me forward. And it's not even like in a competitive state, but rather it's inspirational to know that this is something that a lot of people want to do. And I don't know, I love it, and I love collaborating with artists and going to shows and listening to what they have to do, because I think everyone has something to contribute in the music world. I feel like there's always room for more. It's not like a fact of there's not enough space. It's just about, you know, just keep pushing, keep showing what you can do, and eventually you're gonna reach enough ears.
So it's sort of about rising above a lot of the, sometimes it's rising above a lot of the same, so you can get that voice heard, right?
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of work. So
yeah.
All right. So if you don't mind, we are going to play the song Feeling for our listeners. And then once that song's over, we'll pop back on and have a few more questions for you if you have the time, if you don't mind hanging with us, Sophia.
Sounds great.
All right. So Sophia Zorian with Feeling here on the Radio Buffet on the edgeonair.com, and she'll be thankfully she'll be staying with us for a few more questions after this. So here we are, Feeling.
And as hard as we did,
That was Feeling by Sophia Zorian. It's just a beautiful song, Sophia. Thanks for allowing us to play it here on the Radio Buffet on theedgeonair.com. So,
of course. I'm so glad you enjoy it.
Definitely, definitely. So how long have you been trained on the piano? Are you self-taught? Did you take lessons? How did that all come about?
Yeah, I did take lessons. Started when I was about 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I started classical training, and then I moved on to more contemporary work when I was a teenager, and I kind of drifted away from the classical, and then now I'm just doing my own thing.
And that seems to be, at least right now, that seems to be a key element to your music, because it adds so much to your vocal style as well. So I'm assuming it's something that, I guess it's a good companion for you. Is that a good way of describing it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm starting to learn the guitar, but it'll take a couple years for me to get really good at it. Piano is my best friend.
Now, have you busted out the guitar at any of your shows yet, or is it kind of still more behind-the-scenes work right now? Okay. Very good. And again, we are joined by Sophia Zorian. She's out in Los Angeles, a up-and-coming artist here, as we always do on theedgeonair.com, here on the Radio Buffet. I am Eric Willowhite. And again, if you want to reach out to Sophia, well, if you can't find her on social media, I just think you're just not trying, because she's everywhere. So, again, you can find her on Twitter and Instagram at Sophia Zorian, and it's SOFIAZORIAN. She's also on Facebook as well. And you can also find her on her own website, SophiaZorian.com, which you can go up and you can listen to that song, Feeling. You also have a video version, an acoustic video version as well. Had a chance to listen to that. That was really something, that the production of that video and how you were able to bring that song to life in video format.
I'm glad you liked it. It was actually, we did this acoustic project for Feeling with my friend Madison Stonefield. She's the director and cinematographer. And we're actually doing a GoFundMe for the real music video, where we'll actually use the production song. And it's at GoFundMe.com/feelingmusicvideo. And we're close to funding, but I feel like we're going to be filming next month in August. So August is going to be really exciting for me. I'm going to be jumping into some music video filming, and also I want to do EP production.
Okay, so August is when you're going to be moving and starting with EP production?
Yeah, that's definitely the goal. And also, either August or the month after that, I'll be releasing the second single I'm finishing in the studio right now. It's called You've Got This All Wrong, and that's a really fun one, too. It's more in the rock genre. I love that one.
Great, and that's coming out in the next couple months, you say?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, we'll definitely be looking forward to that, as well as your EP work. So when you're getting ready to make an EP, as you're going in there, do you already have all of the songs written at this point, or is it kind of like as you're building the EP, you're writing at the same time? How does that work?
I definitely have a lot of songs right now that need to be produced, so I do have a selection. Now the question is, which ones will I put on this EP? So it's more about crafting and picking and choosing which work together the best. And because I believe I'll only do like 5 or 6 in an EP, I have enough for an album, but I don't know if that's the right step to take as well, because if you release too much music right now, it might be a little too soon for all of your work to be out there.
So you kind of feel like you do it in smaller chunks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So, all right. So then producing the EP, and then so that song selection process, is that going to be all you? You can have some feedback in terms of what you should put on there. How does that work?
Well, I've been performing my originals in and I guess in an album form, I would say, for a couple shows now. So I kind of see audiences' responses and which ones they like the most. So that kind of really helps me envision what I would put on. I would get some advice as well with the producer, and we'd probably sit together and listen to it and see what we feel works best.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a very involved process, and one you have to take very seriously as you're going through and trying to choose those songs. So it's good that you have a venue to test it out with your live shows, which, again, you have a couple more coming up here in July. Well, Sophia, we want to thank you for joining us today on the Radio Buffet on theedgeonair.com. And, again, her song Feeling is out right now. You can find that on SophiaZorion.com, and you can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Sophia Zorion, also on Facebook. And follow her on Facebook or Twitter, because like I talked about in the opening with our interview, you never know when Sophia's going to pop up and Periscope a live performance or put it live on Facebook. I've seen a few of her shows so far, or if you just pop up at home, right?
Yeah, definitely. I might do a live show for the 13th. I'll stream it.
Yeah, all right. So, and that's coming up tomorrow, so tomorrow night. So if you haven't done so already, make sure you're following Sophia. Sophia, thank you so much for joining us today, and we're looking forward to the new single coming up in a month or so, You Got This All Wrong, as well as your EP following shortly after that. So best of luck to you, and thank you so much for joining the Radio Buffet.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was great talking to you and being on the Edge on Air in Chicago.
Thank you very much. You have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right. That was Sophia Zorion here on the edgeonair.com on the Radio Buffet. And that'll do it for today's show. We'd like to thank Sophia for joining us. We'd like to thank for everyone who tuned in to listen to the show today. We had our movie review for Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. I got two cups on that. It's an okay movie, but nothing great. You've seen those things before. And make sure you look to follow Sophia on SophiaZorion.com, ZorionZorion.com, or you can follow her on Twitter or Instagram.
Do you enjoy up-and-coming artists? Do you enjoy music variety? Do you enjoy going to the movies? Or do you enjoy something just a little bit different? Then join me, Eric Willowhite, your host for the Radio Buffet on TheEdgeOnAir.com. This month's show will be jam-packed with interviews with rising stars in the music industry. You'll hear music across many genres. You'll get my weekly movie reviews and much more. The Radio Buffet can be heard every Tuesday from 12 to 2 p.m. Central on TheEdgeOnAir.com. The Radio Buffet, a little bit of everything for your listening pleasure.
Game over, man. It's game over.